It's here and now. An astronaut lost in space, a lone sailor lost at sea, a sea captain kidnapped by Somali pirates, a free black man kidnapped and sold into slavery. These recently released movies got Ty Burr thinking about the isolated protagonist, the hero who finds him or herself in a desperate situation with no one to turn to. Ty is the Boston Globe film critic, our movie guy as well. Ty, welcome as always.
Thanks, Robin. Nice to be here.
Interesting thought. Name the four films.
Gravity, of course, the huge hit and currently in theaters. Captain Phillips, starring Tom Hanks, also doing well in theaters. Mm-hmm. All is Lost, a movie that's opening this week, which stars Robert Redford and only Robert Redford,
right.
Alone on a boat. And the upcoming, opening in a week, 12 Years a Slave, directed by Steve McQueen, not the dead actor Steve McQueen, but the British artist turned filmmaker Steve McQueen.
Well, we'll talk about the individual films, but tell us more about this thinking that you have, that there's this trend in these protagonists, because I tend to think of, aren't all films Homeric? You know, that you meet somebody and you go with them on their journey and you see how you've both changed at the end?
Yes, but usually there are other people around to support them and there are additional stories. And these four movies, and specifically Gravity and All is Lost, are about people who are completely on their own, who have nobody to turn to, who have to call on their own resources. And it did get me to wonder what in the culture is calling for these films now. And I mean, it's always ridiculous to say, you know, these movies are out here because of the crisis in Washington. I mean, movies have at least a 2-year lead time between when they're greenlit and when they hit the screen. But I do think when you see a group of films that all seem to be telling versions of the same story, they are taking the temperature of the larger body cultural. And I think they are speaking to a sense that we are, maybe in the last few years, there's a feeling out there that we're on our own, that we have to, you know, nobody's going to save us, that we have to call on our own resources individually.
Well, let's look at the movies and see how they show that. We've spoken of Gravity, starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, astronauts stranded in space. Let's listen.
Go ahead, Houston.
Mission abort. Repeat. Mission abort.
Explorer, this is Kowalski confirming visual contact with debris. Debris is from a BSE sat.
Heads
up. Repeat.
I am ready.
Dr. Stone requesting faster transport.
We have to go.
Reports meteorological.
Tiber, space is always a great metaphor for being cut from the umbilical cord of Mother Earth. I mean, that, space has been used, well, 2001, Space
right.
Odyssey has told the story before.
Yes, and the great thing about Gravity is that it works on an almost allegorical level because she and he, Clooney and Bullock's characters, are out there floating on their own. But it's also terrifying because it's just space. The audience can so easily imagine themselves in that situation, floating free in infinity.
Robert Redford, on the other hand, floating free on the ocean, a solo, not young sailor who's suddenly marooned. Let's listen to his some of the very few words that he speaks in the film.
This is the Virginia Jean. SOS call, over. This is the Virginia Jean with an SOS call, over.
Tiber, this is reminding us of Tom Hanks and
Castaway.
Castaway, right. Where's the dialogue come from when there's no other humans?
There's no Wilson, the volleyball that Tom Hanks turns into a companion. There's none of that in this film. And actually, the film is, on some level, almost a dare. It's directed by J.C. Chandor, who made Margin Call, the Wall Street movie from a couple of years ago. It's a second film. It's terrific. And all it is Robert Redford. We never learn his name. You can tell he's a well-to-do man. He's on a 39-foot yacht in the Pacific. He runs into trouble, and the movie is a worst-case survival handbook movie that kind of backs into Zen because it really is just, it's not about any larger meanings. It's about how you deal with a situation, even as it worsens.
Yeah.
But there's no big inspirational music. It's so pared down, yet it works so well that I found it actually terrifically moving.
Huh. Okay. That's All is Lost with Robert Redford. Captain Phillips, we've spoken about here. Tom Hanks playing the real-life Captain Richard Phillips, abducted by Somali pirates. He's stranded on the ocean as well, although not alone. He's in his tiny little boat, surrounded first by the pirates and then by the entire American fleet, just about. But the sense of being alone is palpable.
1 minute, I will kill all your friends.
If you're gonna shoot somebody, shoot me!
Relax. Everything gonna be okay.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
So, not alone, but alone.
Well, exactly. His crew is down, hidden in the hold. He's between the company and the crew and the pirates.
And then he's between the pirates and...
And the Navy SEALs and then the U.S. military. Again, he is a character who has to rely on his wits, his improvisation in any given situation, and he is fundamentally on his own.
You're listening to Here and Now. The movie that's maybe the newest is 12 Years a Slave. Terrific buzz about this movie. Tell us a little more about it.
Yes, and in fact, it is sort of being bruited about as the Oscar Best Picture frontrunner, which, of course, is ridiculously early in the game. I've seen it. It's an incredibly powerful film. It's actually, in a way, I feel like it's our Schindler's List, America's Schindler's List, in that it deals with slavery in a way that we've never really seen on a screen before.
Huh. The protagonist, a free black man in 1840s New York, kidnapped by slave traders and taken south, surrounded by other slaves and plantation owners. So he is surrounded, but he's alone in that group.
Well, because he's an educated, articulate man, which the movie sets up, and this is based on an actual story, Solomon Northup, who wrote a book about his ordeal later and worked for abolition, you know, after he was returned, one of the few kidnapped slaves who was returned. He is somebody who has to hide who he is. He is, when he's living in New York, he's got a wife, he's got kids, he's moving freely in society, and then he is kidnapped down south. His name is changed. Then he learns, if he reveals that he can read, he can write, he can speak, he can think, he is beaten. Mm-hmm. He is abused, and he has to bury himself. And it really is that he's surrounded by other people, by other slaves, but he is on his own. And that's what makes one of the things that makes the movie work so powerfully is that you've got a character who is capable of expressing himself and yet can't. Mm-hmm. Is in a situation in a society that treats him as a beast.
Well, so Ty, you started off wondering if this was about the time that we're in, even though these films were all planned a little bit before the time that we now find ourselves in, the government paralyzed and the country polarized. What else is going on here? Because often when there are these single protagonist, it's either existential or very biblical. You know, it's either Job or somebody saying there's nobody, nothing out there but me.
You know? Yeah, and it's not just these films. There's Spike Lee's remake of the Korean film Old Boy, in which Josh Brolin plays a character who's been held hostage for years and suddenly is freed and has no idea who he is. There's the Stephen King miniseries The Dome, where people are cut off from the rest of society. There's something going on here. And I just think on some fundamental level, our creative people and ourselves are questioning where the connections of society are and how much we are working together as a civilization and how much we are actually on our own and that we have to fall back on our own resources.
Ty Burr, film critic for the Boston Globe and Here and Now, and some giving us something to ponder. We'd love listeners' thoughts on what they think this all means. Ty, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rob and I saw Gravity the other
think?
Day, and well, if I ever thought of being an astronaut at any point, I decided not to after seeing that movie. But it is incredible, absolutely incredible.
It's funny you mention, because that's on my list of films I can't afford to see because it's some one more thing I can't worry about. Jaws is on that list too.
Oh, of course.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with a new performance season. Miranda Julie, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.